There is a difference between happiness and joy. Happiness, according to the definition of the dictionary, means it's a reaction to something that is given to us from without. So the antonym or the extreme of happiness would be sadness. So happiness is a reactionary sentiment or emotion, while joy, according to the definition, especially in spiritual terms, in Christian terms, is a response that comes deep from within that is much more than happiness. And I think in recent times, especially with what's going on around us, I think it's important for us to distinguish the difference between happiness and joy. Perhaps many of us are not happy right now because we don't have toilet paper, we don't have hand sanitizers, we don't have the creature comforts that we have been used to. We are not happy. But even though we are not happy, none of us should ever lose our joy. Our joy comes from the deep understanding of who we are, deep from within, belonging to Christ. Joy can only be found when we know who we are, who we belong to, and where can we find our rest. Joy is a response to a love that is given to us. And as Christians, this love is the definition of our relationship with Christ Jesus. This love is the response that Christ won from each and every one of us. This love is the definition of our faith, of who we are. Our heart, our soul, our whole being was created by the infinite love of God. And only the infinite love of God can ever fill this desire, this yearning. If we search for joy elsewhere, we will only end up finding false joy or human happiness. They come and go, and they're very short-lived. Joy needs a relationship. In this time, especially, when our happiness is being challenged, when many things around us seem to be falling apart, when we don't have things our way, when we're not used to everything that we have become so used to, we are called to discover joy. Joy in the Lord Jesus Christ, joy in prayer, and joy in resting in Him. My brothers and sisters, to be honest with you, in recent days, I was not happy, and perhaps anxious as well, frustrated at times too, because there have been each day new regulation, new rules, new things coming out. And watching the news and watching what's going on have been giving me more anxieties and frustration. I'm a human being. I'm not happy at this moment. However, I can tell you too, my brothers and sisters, I have gone beyond my prayer as I have seek much more these days how to pray and pray well. I'm not happy, but I'm at peace with the Lord, knowing that He's in control and He has the answer. The Lord has been the source of my joy in the midst of many chaos, in the midst of many change, in the midst of many confusions, in the midst of many frustration, in the midst of many things that are beyond my control right now. Jesus Christ continues to be my joy because He knows my heart. He knows your heart too. My brothers and sisters, in times that are trying, in times that are hard, we need to find our joy in the Lord Jesus Christ. Just like in the first reading today, King David was chosen not because he was good looking, because he was strong, because of his qualities. He was chosen because the Lord sees his heart. He knew him. And in the second reading too, St. Paul reminds us that we are called to be people of faith. And this faith in Christ Jesus need to be proclaimed and in living much more now. We are being removed from what makes us comfortable. The ability to worship, going to Mass. The ability to go to the market, go to our restaurants. All these things are what we have been used to. Yet we are being given not an obstacle, but an opportunity for us to experience and to unite our inconveniences, our first world inconveniences, to our brothers and sisters in many parts of the world that do not get to go to Mass each weekend, that do not get to have the Eucharist each weekend because of war, because of violence, because of poverty, because of the lack of priests, because they're living in missionary land. I know it's easy to lose hope, to despair, and to give up, and think that the Eucharist is something that is my right, and I can demand it, because it's who I am. Yet, this is an opportunity that the Lord is using for us, and I think it's so providential that it falls on Lent as well. That even though many of us didn't look forward to this Lent of being so hard, it becomes a moment for us to become saints, to be holy, to yearn for the Eucharist, and to love the Eucharist much more than ever. Are we going to give into despair? Are we going to lose hope? Are we going to stay and be stuck with our own humanity and our expectation, our anger, our frustration, our resentment? Or are we coming to prayer? And are we finding joy in the Lord Jesus Christ? Just like the man in the gospel reading today, Jesus healed him because he cared for him. Jesus too will heal us if we turn to him, if we trust in him. The Pharisees couldn't see the miracles that the Lord Jesus had done because they were too arrogant. They were stuck in their own self-righteousness, their expectation. They never went out of their comfort zone in order to seek God, in order to find God, and in order to seek his signs working in the simplest of things. So too, may we not be pharisaical in thinking that we need this and that, that God needs to do this and that, that the church has to be this and that for us. Go out of our comfort zone. Desire and love the Eucharist. Fall in love with our faith much more than what we're so used to. Let the grace of Jesus Christ be with us. Heal us deep from within, not only on the physical level, on the emotional level, on the psychological level, on the sentimental level, but heal us deep from within. This Lent, we're given the opportunity, my brothers and sisters, to make it our best Lent ever by seeking joy in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll be honest with you by telling you that it's hard. It is so hard. And I'm not happy right now, neither do many of you. But I hope we can be joyful, knowing that the Lord Jesus is with us, and he already won the world. His victory on the cross reminds us that the greatest evil given to mankind was able to be transformed into the greatest good of all, the salvation and the redemption of each and every one of us. This is the cause of our joy. Jesus Christ is the cause of our joy, not the coronavirus, not the inconveniences of life, nothing else. Jesus is our cause of joy. We celebrate today, Rose Sunday, in the midst of many chaos, in the midst of many things that are happening now. Yeah, but we still rejoice. We rise up with Him each and every day, even though at times we can fall down and fail in our faith. Jesus always there to lift us up, to heal us, to transform us, to change us, if we allowed Him to be the cause of our joy, if we turn to Him, if we love Him. My brothers and sisters, please pray for me as I pray for you, that what we're going through is not only a reactionary attitude to our unhappiness, but a response in seeking and letting God fill our heart so that we can have our joy in Him.